Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for joining in on this second Monday of the month of March 2020. Oh, my goodness. I'm excited about tonight. I'm ready to get the program on its way. I just want to apologize first for if you hear any noise in the background. I just have a little work being done in my house, so please forgive me for that. Anyway, what we're going to do is welcome you to the program one more time. I'm your host on the night, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. We are your hosts for Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, with Pastor Servant Troy Thomas as our speaker for tonight. I'm going to ask Sheila, Minister Sheila, if she will pray for us right now, if she's on the line. Sheila, are you on the line? Okay, she's must be at work, not able to. Oh, you're on
can
the
you
line.
Hear me
go
now?
Ahead. Yes,
okay,
I can
I
hear
say
you
thank
now.
You.
Go ahead and pray for us.
Thank you, and just want to say thank you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright. Oh, God, I thank you, and I thank you for blessing us with another day. I'm blessing you for right now. God, I give honor to you for all that you have given life to today, for every living thing on this earth that you have granted another day of life. Because, no, without you, we would not be here today. But I give honor to Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Margot McCoy, and Lord, I give honor to all your sons and daughters and all the saints and the children that you have blessed with life. Lord, I give honor to my sisters, my daughters, sons, nieces, nephew, granddaughters, grandsons, my bloodline family, also my spiritual family. Lord, I ask you to bless us today to go along with this world, with these demon, devil, hateful, ugly people with their ugly ways and harm that they are trying to do to your sons and daughters. Lord, I ask you to bless us and keep us safe and keep us in your armor, your protection, Lord, to save us from all the demons that are trying to take us from you, which they figure they have the right, but you let them know you are the right. You are the right way, the right father, and the right life to have. Bless this government that they need to know they are here for all the people, not some of the people, not to misuse people because they feel that they can. Bless this law enforcement to protect us the right way, all of us, not just some of us, not to mistreat people because they figure that they can. Lord, we need you, and we need you now, and I thank you. And I ask you to bless these viruses, these infections that's going around, Lord, to stop them, Lord, to knock them out, put them in a place where they cannot harm no more of your people on this earth, to bless the kids in school, in our workplace, our households, our neighborhood, to bless us and to help us, let us know no matter what the situation is, you can help us. If it's finance, health, within the family, on the job, wherever it's at, Lord, take it and put it in your hands. Give it unto you, God. You can show them the way. You can lead them the way. And you can protect us and show us the way that life is still supposed to be, not because of our faith, because of God and the Lord Christ Jesus, because of your saying, it's the right saying and the right understanding and the right way we need to be in life. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Amen. Back to you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright.
Praise God for your prayer. I just got a text from Pastor Troy Thomas. He is on the line with us, but he's not able to do Facebook Live, so we're going to give him a moment to do that. And as soon as he's ready, Pastor Troy could just come on in on the line and we will stop talking and doing what we're doing to let the man of God carry on with his program. So I'm just excited about what God is doing with the man of God and how God is operating with the man of God and the way the man of God is surrendering and allowing God to be his God, his deliverer, his source, his provider. He's allowing God to do everything he needs to do concerning him, because he said at the beginning of the year, and also when we was ending last year, 2019, he said he was all in. So I just want you all to remember that. My pastor, the pastor on the line tonight as the speaker, said he's all in. And what we're going to do, we're going to remind you about our foundational scripture, which this ministry lives by, stand by, and we follow. It's Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So I don't know what you all need added unto you, but you got to seek him first and his righteousness, the kingdom of God. Seek him first and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So now while we're waiting for the man of God to come online and and share with us on tonight, I want you all to get your paper, pencils, pens, notebook, whether you're putting it on your laptop, your home computer, or little pieces of paper. If you're doing it with crayons, whatever you have to write it down with, excuse me, write it down so that you can go back and look at it again, as well as you can go back in our archives, which will be an hour after the program is off, that you can go back and hear the show one more time or anytime you want, because what the ministers on this program, the pastors, the apostles, and any other person that's ministering this line and share, it's very important, because it is a chance for you to get information about the kingdom and how the kingdom is enlarging itself. You know, we're talking about kingdom work, how the kingdom is enlarging itself. We know that many are called, but few are chosen. And we want to know that we know that we're putting the word out, and we want you to know that we're putting the word out, and that you can always go back and reconnect with the program at any given time. So what I'm going to do right now is check with the pastor and see if he's available to could start off with us. Pastor Thomas, are you available to start off with us right now, or do you want us to hold on for a few more moments?
Hold on for a few more moments. Y'all forgive me because I ordered a pizza. And when I ordered the pizza, they should have been here by now. So I don't want them to ring the doorbell while we're on Facebook Live and on Blog Talk Radio to disturb it. Once you know how I get. Once I get started, I want to go ahead and get started. So give me, bear me a few more minutes. I do apologize. You know how we think. Let me go order this pizza. And so I called myself ordered enough time where it should have been here before we started. But, you know, sometimes these delivery drivers, they get lost the same place they've been 15 times. I don't understand it, but that's what happened, though. So give me a few more months, and I promise you, I'll be right with you. We're going to go to John 3:16, a very familiar passage of scripture. We're going to talk about being in love alone. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about being in love alone. John 3:16, 17. Something of a very, that's the scripture. That's the first scripture they ever taught you growing up in church was John 3:16. For God so loved the world. Yeah. So we're going to talk naturally. We're going to talk spiritually. I prayed, I was like, Lord, give us revelation so that when we talk to the people of God, they understand, they comprehend, and that they apply to their life. Because sometimes we have conversation, we ain't talking about nothing. We're just going on and on and on and on and not really saying a whole lot. But tonight I prayed and I invoked the presence of God so that revelation, understanding, and his grace and power will be on us tonight, so that the people of God can receive as well as we receive at the same time. Because as we talk it, we must first be the first partaker of whatever we're talking about. So just give me a few more moments, bear with me, and hopefully they'll come on with my pizza. so I can go ahead and do what I got to do. All right.
Amen. Well, you all heard it. The pastor said we're going to start off with John 3:16-17. And I'm going to take that as confirmation. I put on my, said, hey, everybody, I woke up this morning with Jesus on my mind and my mind on Jesus. And I just want you all to understand that when you wake up like that, I woke up smiling and saying, thank you, Lord, and I love you, God. And, you know, Lord, it's just me. I'm waking up, checking in to let you know I don't want anything today. I'm not asking you for anything. I'm just saying thank you, God. Thank you for your love and kindness. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for another day that I'm on this side of the dirt, that I can give you praise, that I can be proud to tell people that I serve the Lord. I also had looked on my Facebook page and I saw a posting that is, you know how Facebook shows you memories. And on one of my posters it said, someone had the nerve to call me. Do you think it's okay to be on Facebook letting people hear you talk about God and letting people see you talking about God and you writing this stuff on there? And I said, how dare you call me and ask me something like that? Because I don't know about you all, but I'm going to tell you something about me. When I got sick a couple of times, and most people know me, know I have had some health issues over the years since 2006, where it was some health issues where I could have not came out of it. I said it right. Well, I could have not came out of it, but I knew what to do. I began to call on the name of Jesus. I began to call on the blood of Jesus to cover me. So when I get sick, I don't call out, oh, mom, oh, dad, or call on my family. I call on Jesus. I'll call on the first thing, like Pastor said, they taught us in church 3:16. I know when I go through situations and I go through illnesses, whatever comes in my life that's not lining up with the word of God, I know how to call on the name of the Lord and say, God, this isn't going on like it's supposed to. I demand and I command it to line up with your word. So just to know that the man of God is teaching on something tonight, that's been the first thing we learned growing up, was that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And the first song we was taught in church was, you know, I love the Lord, you know, because he first loved me. You know, I think about the things that we're going through now because of what we was taught as children. We are able to call on who and what we need to call on. We are able to call on what we need to cover us. You know, like when you get cold, you have enough sense to pull a cover up over you to get warm. When you get hot, you have enough sense to turn on a fan or the air conditioner to cool off. Why is it that when you get in a situation, you don't have enough sense to call on the name of Jesus or call on the blood of Jesus or call on both? Why is it that you have to figure it out or try to wonder when the light bill due and the gas bill due and the rent or the mortgage is a little tight, it ain't right, it's going to look like it's going to be late, or you ain't going to pay it on time? Why is it you don't call on your help? Look to the hills for which cometh your help, because your help cometh from the Lord. And once we understand who we are and who we call on, then we have a better understanding of what and why we were put here on this earth, because our job is to give God all of his praises and his honor. Our God is the only God that when you call on, he tends to your need, especially if you're keeping his commandments, especially if you're acknowledging him as the one and only, especially when you know that you know that you know there's no other way. You know, I talk a lot and I joke a lot with my grandson, because of little things he say. And I told him, I said, one day you're going to get in a situation and you ain't going to be able to call on your D-O-G. You're going to know that you're going to have to call on G-O-D. You call on your dogs, tell them you need help and you're going to go through this and go through that. You call for your dogs to come through. No, I don't need my dogs, because that's just what they are, dogs. Dogs really come around when they know it's feeding time, or they want to get out the cold, or they want to get in the house to lay down or whatever. That's when the dogs come through, when there's something in it for them. But God comes through when you don't even know you need help, when you're not even for sure you need help. I was sharing with my sister, Apostle Elect, about a week ago that I get up early and go out the house to go to work, and my husband also get up early to leave out to go to work. But a couple of days, my son was going out to warm up the car for us in the early morning. You know, young people, they see, but they don't pay attention. A lot of times, he don't really pay attention to what's going on around them. And I remember walking out the door. I looked up, and I was praying going out the door, because we had stood in the middle of the floor. We had family prayer before we leave out, which I try to do as a family every morning, is stand and pray with them before we part company. And I was walking out the door, and I was talking to God, because I've been praying for the gift of tongues, and I've been praying for the spirit of discernment. And as I was walking out the door, I noticed this car, and I said, that car don't belong over here. That car don't look right. It don't look like something that's supposed to be in this neighborhood. I'm not saying the car didn't fit in the neighborhood. It's just that wasn't a car belonged to anyone in the neighborhood that I recognized every day in the neighborhood. And just as I was going to the car, okay, we're going to finish that story later, but the pastor said he's ready. It's in your hand.
All right, I'm about to get started, because they're taking forever with this pizza, and I'm not going to wait no longer. I'm going to have to pause and come back, but that's all right. I just want to go ahead and get it started, because I have some people that's inboxing me saying, is your own yet? So they're looking for me to start, so I'm going to get started with what God has given us. So just to talk about briefly, and do what God has ordained. Talked about us to do. Like I said, we're going to go to John 3:16. Let's go to John 3:16. We're going to talk for a little while, and we're going to talk long, because I don't know about y'all, that hour I lost made me tired. Made me tired. All right, you know, we might lose each other. We might lose each other, because you know how my phone act when I go live. So I'm gonna log off Blog Talk, go right to Facebook Live. So tune in with me so you can hear on Facebook Live with me. All right, here we go.
Tuned in so we can hear the man of God through Facebook Live. Because he said whenever he go through Facebook Live, his phone do not allow him to do Facebook Live as well as to do Blog Talk at the same time. So here we go. We're going to listen to the man of God through the phone while he's on Facebook Live. Okay? I got it going right now. So just listen in. I'm waiting for him to start up. He prays, Dan.
Y'all know how I get when I get on Facebook about how I'm going to talk, what I'm going to say. Thank everybody for joining in with us at the moment on Facebook Live and even on Blog Talk. Great, yo. How we always do every second Monday of the month. We grab the stuff to talk and we finish it to God. In the way, and what's going on, what God has given us to talk to them about. And as we come on, I want to talk about being in love alone. that I was talking to some people, and just talking about relationships and talking about different aspects of relationships and what goes on in today's relationship, how we interact with, how we actually look at, and how we reciprocate and also receive in some area or level of love. And so then, if I have to pause for a minute, y'all, I'm waiting on my pizza, and it's over an hour, and I might stop and grab my pizza and come back. All right. So so here it is. Let's say a word of prayer. Father, we thank you and we glorify you for another chance to give you glory. Father, for another chance to speak a word of life, of truth, instruction, correction, and love to your people. Father, I ask you now, as I be the first partake of this word, that you go abroad, that you go out, you touch their hearts and their minds. Open up their hearts to receive your word. Father, we thank you and we glorify you. The revelation shall be the foundation of this word. That love, that your long suffering. And Father, open up the ears, open up the minds and the hearts to receive. We bind every demon, every devil, every spirit that try to bring hindrance or try to block your word. But Father, your word gives us life. And Father, we praise you and we glorify you. Let your glory and your anointing be on this word. We give you glory, we give you praise in your son Jesus' name, for it is so, and so it is. So once again, I want to talk tonight briefly about being in love alone. You might say alone. What happens is we get in relationships and we so in love. Ooh, I love them. Ooh, I just love them so. Ooh, I love her. I love him. I love her. I love them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to talk about a familiar passage of scripture, and it's we all know this. Matter of fact, this is the first scripture they should have taught you growing up in church. It's John 3:16, right? Those of us should be able to recite it with no problem without me reading it, okay? But I'm going to read it for you anyhow. Is that all right?
Amen.
It is John 3:16-17. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The 17th verse says, "For God sent his Son not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him may be saved." Once again, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him may be saved." Yeah. All right? Once again, I want to talk about one more time, being in love alone. I'm going to tell you that, you know, we all find people, we find people most times, that we really like, that we love, that we like, and then we end up loving and then falling in love with, right? That's one of the joys of being in love with somebody. Ooh, can't stop thinking about them. They're just on your mind all the time. You just, every time you look around, you just, woo. And you, when you think about them, you just smile. Woo.
So
you just smile and be like, uh-huh, look, I know what you're thinking about. You're thinking about him or you're thinking about her. And so that's one of the perks of being in love with a person. Another perk of being, you can't wait to get in their presence. You can't wait to be around them. And it's just something about being in their presence you just love about being in their presence. So what ends up happening is when they get ready to leave, you don't want them to leave. Do you have to go? Stay for a little while longer. I know you say don't come out for a couple of hours, but stay for about another 30 minutes. Then that 30 minutes turn into 30 more minutes. Then turn the 15 more minutes, turn to another 30 minutes. And before you know it, instead of them being there 2 hours, they're there 6 hours. And you're like, at any time, you know you want them to leave. You don't want them to leave, and they don't want to go. But at the same time, it's like, please don't leave me. Because you fell in love with them. You understand what I'm saying? Hold on. They hear my piece. I'll be right back. Hold it. I'll be right back. I'm sorry. This is where I'm sorry. I'm waiting on my piece. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Yeah, Pastor said, hold on. They hear with his pizza, he'll be right back. So while we're holding on, we're just going to enjoy him talking about being in love alone. He came up with say how we just smile and just be smiling in their face and talking
and
about that. Oh,
so you don't want to be out of their presence. You want to be around them as much as possible, they bring joy to your heart when you're around them. It's just a feeling that you get about this particular person when it comes to your heart. Amen. So then another part of it is you can't wait to just hear their voice. You know, believe everybody. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. And all you hear on the phone is, and neither one of y'all not saying a word, but you're on the phone breathing because you are in love with that person. You don't have to say a word just to know they're on the other end of the phone. You've been on the phone for 2 hours and you said all of 15 minutes of conversation while you was on the phone with that person. But because you're so in love with that person, it doesn't matter what you're saying. The fact that they're just in proximity of you, some type of shape, form of passion. You get to the point where even that person, you fall in love even with the way they smell.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can be walking downtown or walking to the store or in a store, and somebody may walk past you that have a familiar
scent. It's busting. Come on now.
Scent of that person that you're in love with. And so what happened?
Mm-hmm. Talk to a pastor. Video is busting you off. At least on my phone it is, on my computer. I don't know what happened. It's a video. Well, I started over. Let me see. Because I don't want you all to do something. I don't know. Video shows
is they'll walk past. There's something about it just make your body do some strange stuff, don't it?
I don't know what's wrong. I'm trying to get it back online. Don't seem like it wants to cooperate.
Yeah,
I don't know. Well, I'm trying to get it. The video, I suppose, is going to be here. Okay, let me go back.
Gabe is only son just for us. To bring eternal life to us, right? So then what happens is because God loves us, we have not yet learned to love him back.
All right.
We have not yet begun to apply the same type of love that God has.
You're slacking up again.
Take form of a fashion. If they say so, they lie. I'm sorry. It's just what's put on the inside of us. Watch this. Even a dog want to be rubbed.
Amen.
Even a dog or a cat.
Yeah.
That's how they believe you show your love for them.
I don't know why it keeps fading out. It keeps freezing out.
To rub his back, rub his stomach, rub his head, rub behind his ear. If an animal, but how often, how frequently do you show how much you really love God? Come on, somebody. Talk to me. How often do you really show how much you love God?
Every day.
Now, what's one thing? if we do, we do it all the time. My mother preached a message years ago that said this, Pastor Frank, that talk is cheap.
Uh-huh.
Sandra Irene Thomas preached the house down talking about how talk is cheap.
Mm-hmm.
All day long with my mouth verbal, how much I love you, how much I appreciate you, how much you can count on and count on me depends.
My video, my computer, my laptop keeps freezing up. I don't know what's going on.
I will be there to the whole night.
Now my computer's not hot. Should I get another laptop?
Not only did he deny, he started cussing.
I'm in the process of trying to get another laptop to keep the program going. You all be patient with me.
Because you spent time with them. You talk.
The new laptop.
But I met some people that they're considered to be unattractive are the sweetest.
Says not the computer, it's the internet. I can't afford to send it, it's too essential. So I got an AT&T.
Or if your cousin needs
it. If you all want to, you can go to Servant Troy Thomas page, that's Servent, and view him on Facebook Live. Because my son said my internet service is slow, so it won't allow me to. I must got other things going on in the house. Donation to afford infinity.
This thou shalt be saved, but salvation comes the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Father. I guarantee you, if you humble yourself and you submit yourself, you'll love them the right kind of way.
Amen.
Now, they ask you some things you cannot do. You just can't do it. But there's going to come some time where God's going to ask you to worship him. There's going to come some time where God's going to ask some personal time of you to do some.
In the name of Jesus.
It don't always have to be in a relationship type of love, one-on-one. It can be the fact that I love them as an individual, as a person. In order for you to get to heaven, you must love everybody. You might not like them. You might not care for them, but you better love them. Once again, you might not like them. You might Jesus. If I love you, I can tell you where you're wrong. I can tell you where you need to revamp some things. I can tell you where you may not be looking in the right direction for some things. Because the Bible says, with loving kindness, have I what? Have I drawn thee? Because he loves us so much, he drew us in. If you say you're a Christian, he drew you in with his love. He drew you in with his long suffering. He drew you in with his patience. Because some of us grew up in church all our lives.
Yeah.
And we wait till we got all 40 plus to come to give our heart to God. Because we kicked it in our 20s, our teens, 20s, 30s. But we stand to God's love still gave us the opportunity to give our heart to him 100%. And guess what happens in love? That we get this a bad word going around to have love attached to it. And guess what that word is? The word is called commitment.
Yeah.
I know I cuss. Not really, though. I cuss when I said the word commitment. In a society that we live in the world we live in, they do not promote commitment. They promote what's good for me now, what's good for me later, and what's good for me later after later. There is no commitment. There is no, I'm a fight until the end. I'm a fight until it changes. It may not come right now, but if I keep going, if I keep moving, if I hold on, I will reap the benefit of what's going on. That's why our real mamas and daddies, might say our real mamas and daddies, they stayed married 30, 40, 50, 60 years, through the hard times, through the good times, through the ups and through the downs, because they was committed to that man and to that woman. That's why I said about it on the screen. I got to put the work in. In a relationship, you got to put some work in.
Yeah.
You're not going to always agree. You're not going to always think it's all right. But if you just hold on, you may have to adjust your way of thinking.
Yeah.
Adjust the way that you're used to doing some things. A preacher said this. He said, you come from one household as a woman. And he come from another household as a man. And you take bits of your household and his household, and you put it together to make your household conducive for the both of you.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to take what God has given you and apply it to your life.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that a fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Because a fool despises instruction.
Yeah.
In God's word, in 66 books of the Bible, is instruction for our life. It's instruction for our soul.
Yeah.
It's instruction for our heart. For our man, for our children, for your mama, for your daddy, for your grandma, for your pastor, for your elder, for your musicians. There is instruction. Because why? Because God has to instruct us to show us how much he loves us.
All right.
I don't know about you, but every day of my life, he showed me he loved me. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Father. Even when I was being a fool, when I was doing things that I know that I had no business doing, he yet still loved me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He yet kept me.
Yeah.
He yet trusted me. He yet anointed my gift.
Yeah.
He yet used me. But guess what? Even after he used me, I didn't want him to throw me away. So in order for him not to throw me away, I had to give my heart to him.
Amen.
Have you given God your heart or your mouth? Hallelujah. Have you given him your heart or your mouth? Because your mouth can change at any time. But if you give him your heart, hallelujah, he's got the best of you. Thank you, Jesus. If you give him your heart, he has the best of you. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. I guarantee you, if you give it to him, he'll give it back to you. He's already, all the time, I'm waiting on God, but you're not waiting on God. Hallelujah. He is waiting on you. God is waiting on you.
Amen.
He said, well, behold, I stand at the door, and I knock. All you got to do is open the door. Hallelujah. All you got to do is open the door and let him walk into your life.
I'm in the blog. I'm so sorry.
that normally my internet works. But tonight it don't want to work. But the man of God is saying some powerful stuff. And the enemy is working on my internet service tonight. I don't have no other fire stick or nothing going on. But he's still not going to let the man of God word come through for in part. So please forgive me. Mm-hmm. I'm trusting, believing you all went to pass the stage and pulled it up.
I walked in and you got it. Even if you look like one, there's something about your aura, something about your presence, something about your voice, say that you are a man of God in some shape, form, or fashion. And not one time do I tell them that my name is Pastor Troy Thomas. I never say nothing.
Amen.
You know why I don't say nothing? Because there's no need for me to be boasters about who I know I am. When I grew up, you knew the saints of God because their life was a witness to God's love.
Yeah.
Is your life a witness? Is your conversation a witness? Is your action a witness to the God that you say you serve?
Amen.
Once again, talk is cheap. I can tell you all day long that I love you, but if I never show you, naturally so, you're going to question my love. Once again, the big question is, do they love me like I love them?
Amen.
So my question to you tonight, everybody that's on here, all 26 of y'all that's on here right now, do you love God like you love
me? Amen.
And if you have to question that, if you're not sure, come into my heart. Wash me. Make me whole. I surrender my all to you. I surrender my heart, my mind, my will, and my way. Created to be a clean heart, O God,
yeah,
and renew a right spirit in me.
Yeah.
That should be your daily prayer.
Yeah.
Because your job and your heart for him is to please him. When you love that woman, when you love that man, everything in you will be filled.
Lord.
Is that right?
Amen.
I had to stop getting my pizza, praise the Lord, because they took forever to bring it. I thank God I got
it. Amen.
Amen. Bless the name of God. I love you. If you enjoy the word of tonight, the Facebook Live too.
Thank God for the message. Even though we heard it in parts and stuff like that, I just thank God for all that he's doing, all he's done. Come on. Thank you. I don't know why.
I love you.
Amen. Sorry for the noise in the background. The Lord for the service that tonight, even though it's Facebook Live posting kept freezing. I just thank God for letting the man of God come through. And
what I did.
Again, I got some work going on in my house. Forgive me for the noise in the background. So hopefully the man of God will come back to the line before he ends the program and we could talk a little more with the man of God.
Once again, Father, it's our turn to love you back. You've been a great God to us. We don't want to have a full mouth and an empty heart. We want to have a full heart along with our full mouth to tell of your goodness, to tell of your grace and your mercy. And so it is in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Ask them.
Before we end the service, it was 9:03. Yeah. Well, I just want to say to you all, thank you so much for joining on Blog Talk tonight. The lesson was John 3:16-17. Again, please pardon the noise in the background. We're in another room, part of the house, but it sounds like they're right here next door to me, right here in the room with me, but God is still good. So if you all just would take this time out and just unmute your phone to get a man of God comments.
I'm on here. Can y'all hear me?
Let them hear. I hear you a little bit, Pastor.
But I'm trying to get because it's real staticky on here for some reason. It's real staticky.
Okay. All right. So he's going to hang up and try it again because his line is real staticky. And like I said, I was trying so hard to let you all listen through my phone to the internet service that he was giving us by Facebook Live. But my internet service normally don't happen, but tonight it was moving very slow. So I'm just thanking God that we had the chance to listen to the man of God on tonight. So I'm just I'm trying to see now all kind of messages jumping up on my Facebook page. So we're just thanking God for allowing us to have a service where we can hear the men, different men and women of God speak through Smile 3, Iron Sharpening Iron. The man of God taught on John 3:16-17.
I am on here, but it's a real bad static.
Being in love alone. Pardon me, Pastor.
I said, I'm on here, but it's a real bad static, so it's kind of hard for me to hear what you... I hear you talking, but it's not clear what you're saying.
Okay, you're clear on my end. You're clear.
Okay. Go ahead. I'll come back in when y'all ready for it.
Okay, I was saying that I was apologizing to our listeners on Blog Talk that I was trying to let them listen to you on Facebook through my telephone. Listening for the Blog Talk, but it kind of kept freezing up. My son said it was the internet service, so I'm apologizing for that, and I did instruct them to go to Servant Troy Thomas page to look at the live broadcasting that you were doing. So at this time, I'm asking anyone if they have anything to say, if Apostle Elect can open up the lines for anyone to give comments to the man of God on tonight, because he did speak of a powerful subject about us being in love alone. one thing I did hear him say, when we fall in love with somebody, we just be smiling all the time. We love being around them. We want to just be in their presence. We can't wait to hear their voice. If we adore their smell, if we walk past somebody, our brothers in the store or wherever, and we smell that smell, it reminds us of them. Y'all excuse the noise in the background, please. And he said even a dog or a cat, like for their back, belly, or behind their ears rub. So at this time, I'm opening up the opportunity for you all to say something to the man of God to encourage him. If you have anything to say, please say it now.
I do thank God for y'all being on here, for bearing with me while waiting on my pizza. And I hope you really enjoyed the word, because that the word of God was really, really strong.
I thank God for you, Pastor.
Push it on. Pick it all up.
I was just saying, Pastor, I thank God for you reminding us about how important it is to show love, and showing love to people, showing love to animals, showing love to the things of God that we do and say. And we have to really, really, really make sure that what we're doing when it comes to God, that the love is shown, and that when people see us, hear us, and hear about us, that testimony is, like you said, about the love. Because one thing's for sure and for certain, that we can never say that God has never been all the way in and just full-time in his love for us. So thanks.
Thank you, Apostle Elect, for those words of encouragement to the pastor. Is there anyone else that would have anything to say to the pastor on tonight?
Good evening, good evening. I just want to say thank you, Pastor Troy. That word, I put it in capitals, that word, love, is so much needed and so much need to be happening and going on so much more in this world now. And that's what we need, love, and a lot of them really know how to use it and not to misuse it, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and that's something we need to share with each other, the love for each other. But don't forget to love God first, then love one another. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Sheila, for those words of encouragement. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to encourage the man of God on tonight? Would like to say something to Pastor Troy? Okay, Pastor. Do you have any cheap plugs you would like to give us on tonight, Pastor, concerning Fountains of Living Water?
I sure do. We, y'all know we have service every Sunday at 2:30 at 4244 West Madison. Fourth Sunday is every fourth Sunday of the odd month. What we tend to do is, wait, hold on a second. What you doing? Boy, if you don't go eat that food and wipe your hands when you come in here, take you guys. Lord help me, Jesus. I'm back. Your kids, boy, they make me want to bust their head to the white meat. Oh, Jesus. Okay, I'm back. In Jesus' name. Lord have mercy. You can't come in here with pizza on your hand to grab a white T-shirt and underwear for you to get in the shower with. Okay, now I'm back for real this time. But, yes, we have service every fourth Sunday of the odd number month. We have a fellowship service. We invite other churches that we haven't really normally fellowship with to come to be a part of our services. We will have different speakers, so forth and so on, just for fellowship purposes. Because we've had some of the same fellowships, and we just want to get to know some different people. My plan is to invite some Hispanic churches, as well as some Caucasian churches, and different churches of different ethnic groups, so that we can all just get to know who God is you know. So look forward to seeing you every Sunday at 2:30. But at 4 Sunday, if you can make it at 4 o'clock, come on, be my special guest. All right? Love you guys so much.
I'm going to ask the pastor to pray us out before I give you the final announcements for Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, and Let's Talk Ministry. Pastors, pray us out, please.
Father, we thank you. We glorify you for your word. We thank you, Father, that you gave us knowledge and wisdom and understanding for us to get a better connection with you. The whole conversation was about us having a better connection with you, about our communication, about not just being a whole lot of conversation, but, Father, with our actions. Father, for you even said in your word that faith without works is dead. In other words, we can believe all we want to, but if we don't put no actions to it, it's pointless and unnecessary. But, Father, we want to put some actions with our words so they can line up together and become a powerful unit. But, Father, you said to us that the power of life and death lies in our tongue. Once we speak it and we believe it and we walk in it, we're able to accomplish any and everything. And, Father, we give you praise. I pray for everybody that's on Blog Talk, Father. I thank for all those that were on Facebook Live. And, Father, even for Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Renee Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser. I thank you, Father, for the ministry that they have put together, and Father, at going forward and forward with it. We give you praise and we give you glory. Father, give us rest and peace in our bodies, in our minds, and in our spirit, so we're able to not just sleep, but, Father, rest and rest in your arms and in your love. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. And again, we would like to apologize for the noise in my background because I'm having some work done in my house, as well as how Facebook kept freezing up on me as the pastor was giving the word on tonight. We would like to tell you all that we are here every Monday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Iron Sharpening Iron through Smile 3E. We're also here on every Friday night with Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, with the program Let's Talk, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. I'm your host for Let's Talk. Don't forget, this Friday we will be on Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk. We're also here every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. Don't forget to tune in. We have an awesome word that the Lord of our soul and salvation will be giving us to share with you all. Please share all Facebook postings, all Facebook Lives. Please share them because they will bless you. So we want to tell you again, our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So with that being said, know we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen. Good night, everyone. Good night, Pastor. Now enjoy your pizza.